I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So I haven't put much thought into this at all.
Hold on, I'm actually going to try something different. I'm going to put the microphone a little bit further away, see if it sounds better. So usually the mic is about right here when I'm talking, but I'm going to move it here as if you can see me, just to see what it sounds like. Anyway, a thought that I've had is, or that I think about a lot, I don't know. So I think about all the time how... So what sparked the thought was I saw a video, and I'll see multiple videos, but I'll see one, and it's like when you're working 60 hours a week and blah, blah, blah. And my first thought is, oh, this applies to me because I work 60 hours, right? And then I watch it, and it's always talking about how the person's so tired or how there's no they can't hang out with their friends or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, man, so people really – I don't know. I don't know how to say it without saying, sounding like an arrogant fuck. But it's like people really can't handle that shit, huh? You know, that's how I take it. And I know that's not true. People do it all the time. And then I saw another video and it said something like, or I saw an ad for a cold plunge. And it said a guy did 2.5 minutes for 45 degrees or something like that. And I'm like, I do 38 for 5. Huh. You know? And then I think about the fact that I work 3 jobs and I don't have to. You know, I don't currently pay rent. I don't buy groceries. You know, not ashamed to say that shit. Don't even cook my own food. I'm very blessed, very lucky right now. And that's going away in 3 weeks. Sad. But I have these things and I don't have to. Nobody's forcing me. It's my choice. And so that's cool. And I just think about what I can't remember which episode it is, but really early on, I remember talking about how I have kind of a really great setup in life at the moment to pursue all my goals because of the, I guess, innate interests that I have and the lack of distraction, right? So I don't have drinking buddies, we'll call them, or buddies to go and do this with, or I don't know. I don't even hit the gym with anybody. I'm solo. And I don't say that to be all sad, poor me, because I love everything that's going on. I love my life. And so I'm not complaining. But I don't have many distractions at all. I mean, there for a while, I deleted social media again for the 7th time or some shit. And so I work all the time. I don't have many distractions. I don't have anything really begging my attention. I don't have anything that I need to tend to. I don't have any more responsibilities than myself. So you can call me selfish. I guess by definition I am, but whatever. So I thought, damn, this is a perfect avenue for me. And I still think that because of just the focus that I have on the stuff I'm doing and the, I don't have much else going on. I don't have a desire for much else to be going on. And so that gives me the liberty, or I guess the time required to put into everything. And so, I don't know. I guess all that to say, I see videos everywhere on social media or ads, like I was saying at the beginning of this one. And it just, you know, like it makes me feel like I actually do have a higher standard. Because, I mean, you can say that you do and you can, you know, beat your chest and say, I live with high standards and stuff. But I'm like, damn, dude, so... People cry about working 60 hours a week, and I'm doing that because I wanna. And I thought, and then this is actually what I wanted to talk about. So 4 minutes in, here we go. I've kind of designed my life in a way where every day is the same, and so there's no, you know, break. There's no one day where I'm like, oh, finally I get a breather, because I've talked about this where I kind of dissected the desire for a day off and what that even was for me. Which was I just wanted to sleep in. And I was like, well, I can do that and still go to work. So I'll just go to bed early and sleep more. And therefore I get best of both worlds. I get money and, you know. And so all my days are the same. So every day is just the same day. Meaning I don't have, I don't know how to say it without making it sound like I have nothing to look forward to. But if every day is the exact same, that means all days are equal. That means everything's pretty neutral, meaning I don't have one day that's significantly better than the rest to where I have to look forward to that day, because in society, that's Friday and Saturday. I guess Sunday. Everybody looks forward to Friday. Everybody can't wait till Friday. You know, fuck Mondays. Tuesdays suck. Wednesdays are halfway. Thursday's almost there. Friday's like, yay, party. And I just don't have that. And I think that's a huge advantage for me. Because, for example, I'll be at work and it'll be Thursday and people will be like, oh, I can't wait till tomorrow's Friday. Or I can't wait till Friday or whatever. Or it's Friday and people are like, oh, it's a weekend. Hell yeah. And I just don't. I'm not part of that conversation, you know, because it's like, I don't have that. And that's not like, oh, I'm superior at all. None of what I'm saying ever is that. So when that's cool that I have that, I guess, upper hand where I don't have to, or I don't feel the excitement of a day and the week because they're all the same and they're all kind of structured the same way. So I know what to expect. I know what's coming. I know how much time I have to work and how much time I have to, you know, whatever. And so it makes, what I'm trying to say is, so if somebody's working 60 hours a week, that's probably difficult if they got a lot going on. And I fortunately don't have much. I've pretty much cut out all distractions to make this happen. And, well, indirectly, because that happened. And then I'm like, huh, well, maybe I should actually pursue some shit because this is a perfect setup. And, oh, God damn it. What was I just saying, dude? Can you hear the car? Cool. Not a car guy. I don't give a fuck. But, God damn it. What was I? I'm going to pause. I have no idea. Hold on. I figured out what I was going to say. This podcast is so all over the place. So my bad. But there's somebody's freaking out or whatever because they can't work 60. And that's like what I do every week. And that's not like me pounding my chest, but that's just what it is. That's baseline for me. So if I were to do more, I'd be like, God damn, you know, but 60 is now the new norm. Your new norm, huh? 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 And so when I think of it that way, it's like, oh, wow, so this is really the hardest it's going to get. So I think about what Alex Hormozi said, when he said the beginning's always the hardest because you're fighting a bear with a stick, and later on you're fighting a dragon, but you've got a whole army of people behind you. You've got nations, you've got the crowd, you've got all sorts of equipment, whatever. So the battles get harder, but you become so much more equipped to handle them. And I think this is such a perfect analogy. And so that's what I think about a lot. Like, I'm kind of building my life up in a way that's quote unquote difficult, but it's hard now so that everything else that comes my way in comparison is fairly easy. And that's kind of the idea. And with that being said, that's all my brain can handle right now because I'm tired of shit. So that's that. It's April 6th, 2024. 170 today, actually. Episode 170. So, all right, that's it. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.